She slept her way to the top, climbed on the rungs of the highest ladder, assassinated those who got in her way, and then was given the key to the city. And the city was not hers to have, and yet she had it, ate it at her leisure, partook in all its pleasure. She wasn't really all that great, but she knew how to manipulate, knew how to connect the dots faster, knew how to say please and yes, master. Didn't give a damn, but knew that money bought friends, that money bought her fame and fortune. Fortitude in the face of belief. She's at the top of the game. The price is so high, but she can afford it. What a relief to learn that crime does not pay unless it's the good old-fashioned American way. Yet phony charm has set off the alarm, and I'll pay big bucks to see her crash when her money runs out. Her store-bought friends see through her guise and return the shoddy merchandise for a full refund. Those she assassinated come back to life and stab her photo with a hunting knife. And those she slept with succumb to disease, and she finds out the hard way, and those ladder rungs she climbed will be sawed in half. No pity, because it's a long way down to the bottom of the shaft. And when she falls, laughter will fill the air, just like that icy stare in that cold autumn evening of the cafe when she got up without ever saying goodbye. And there is sweet vengeance for a woman who chooses to crush a soul before thinking it. And tonight I will be clinking my glass and a toast to her bellyache, listen to her hissing breath, blowing out like torrid flames, shooting outward that replaces the hiss. Tonight, as the witch is burned at the stake. Thank you.